This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two of the show, Monday edition. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Great stuff there for you. All of it free. Freetalklive.com. Still on the way here tonight. We got a couple bad cop stories. Gas prices. A photographer found guilty in a child porn case. There's some very interesting circumstances surrounding that. We'll share it all with you on the way. But we got to go to the phones first because it's a show about your calls. Let's go to the amplifier-only line, Ann Triddle in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's up?
Well, Ian, I've got some questions for you about being a free marketeer.
Oh, sounds
good. I don't quite understand how this system is supposed to work. So when I understand minarchism, because minarchism has laws.
Minarchism is a very small, limited government.
Correct.
Okay.
And these laws will protect private property, and private property is necessary for capitalism to work, correct?
Well, you're presuming the laws will protect private property, but our laws haven't worked very well so far.
The intention of the laws is to protect private property.
Yeah. And in my opinion, that forms kind of a primitive system which allows capitalism to work.
Uh-huh.
Now, in a free marketeer system, how is private property protected? How is capitalism going to be allowed to exist and to work to facilitate the transactions that you need?
Well, you will be responsible for protecting your own private property and or hiring someone else to do the job for you. I don't see what's confusing.
What if there's a debt? And I want to go collect on my debt. Does it just come down to whoever has the most guns or whoever has the biggest DRO?
If there's a debt and you want to go collect on it and you've got a contract that specifies that that debt does actually exist, then I would presume that your contract resolution organizations would be able to handle that problem.
What if someone took my property and we didn't have a pre-existing contract?
Okay, if someone took your property, then hopefully you would have a contract with some sort of an insurance agency that would help you with compensation there.
Okay, good enough. That was my questions.
There you go, Triddle. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I don't propose to know exactly how all this would work either. It's the free market. So what would happen is people in search of profits would come up with answers to all of these questions and more, and probably better answers than what I've come up with. Because people in search of profit are motivated to do those things. And I'm just a talk show host with ideas.
Right, but shouldn't you be motivated to be able to better explain your ideas?
Well, I think I explain myself well enough for Triddle, at least.
Okay, that's fine. Or shouldn't you feel motivated? Don't you think you should feel more motivated to have more information? Because every time we get into an issue like this, you're like, well, I don't really know how it would work, I haven't researched this particular thing. You know, if it's something that you're going to be promoting as a solution to our current system, especially on a national talk radio program, don't you think you should maybe do a little more research into it?
No, because it's all speculation.
Okay.
It is all speculation, that's
for sure. It certainly is all speculation.
I could come up with all kinds of ideas, and I could be totally wrong.
But anything other than what you're directly experiencing right this moment is all speculation, but it still gets taken as fact.
Sure. And, you know, the thing is we come up with the I don't support Ian's weird political philosophies at all, but I do understand what it's like trying to come up with, what could things be like? Because things are so different now from the libertarian philosophy that it's almost like Ian trying to figure out what things would be like under the free market philosophy of his. Like, for instance, what I wonder is he's going to have these independent police forces run by these DROs, and I wonder...
The DROs and the CROs.
I'm not sure what a CRO is.
The Contract Resolution Organization.
These are all just ideas.
They're theoretical.
I don't subscribe to them necessarily.
But I wonder.
We talked for 3 hours with you going, DRO! Woo!
I was simply defending the article I was reading, written by someone else.
Okay.
Stefan Molyneux, who, by the way, has written another article about stateless prisons.
He is awesome. I'll say that Stefan Molyneux is awesome, but I really wish that he was for the libertarian philosophy of government rather than...
I can imagine he might support interim steps.
Perhaps.
Did you have a point, man? Which
yes, I want to posit this situation. So you're going to have these independent police forces. What if you have, like, for instance, a man and a woman have sex, and... the man has a DRO of, I don't know, let's call it the Power of Jesus DRO. And the woman has the Liberty Plus DRO, you know, your standard very free Liberty Plus plan.
Yeah.
And they have sex and have a child. Mm-hmm. Well, she decides that she's going to abort that child under her Liberty yeah. Plus plan. She's free to do that. But under his Jesus Saves plan,
she should have checked his plan before she had
killing
sex with
his
him.
Child is terrible. It's yeah. awful. It's the worst. It's murder.
I see what you're saying.
So there's the one DRO, suddenly...
There's
ding,
a big dispute there.
Yeah, yeah. There's a big, big one.
And both of them would have had the responsibility to read the other's terms and conditions prior yes. to going in, you know, contract negotiations and, prior to engaging in the activity.
And evidence shows that people aren't very good at reading contracts before they have sex.
Okay, are you saying children shouldn't be born without contracts already in place?
You know what? You should not. You should not go into bearing a child on a slipshod, haphazard. Haphazard manner. And I realize people do it all over the place, and nothing but problems results.
This completely kills the concept of the one night stand. It completely kills the concept of the one night stand because
it's a short version of the contract
that you know you go out
you shouldn't really
you go out you're having a couple of drinks you meet a girl you you know you guys hit it off you end up you know going out in your car
right.
and pulling off into a dark corner somewhere and signing contracts.
No wait, I have an idea. I have an idea to prevent that.
What's that?
Here's my market solution.
Don't drink.
No. Each bar could have, before you come in, they could vet your contract. You could have the Liberty Bar. That way you know that all the people in that particular bar are covered by the same contract, and therefore there wouldn't be any issue with it.
I see. So then you choose your drinking establishment on your based on your DRO.
Something like that.
Okay.
I was coming up with ideas here. But again, it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
What do they serve at the Jesus Plus bar, or the Jesus Saves bar?
The Body of Christ.
Communion all day long.
All right, 800-259-92.
That and holy water.
Hey, don't we have a dirty cop to talk about of some sort?
We have a naughty cop.
Yeah. What do you got for us tonight?
Okay, well, we have Deputy Anthony Fritz has been suspended after being charged with criminal behavior.
Uh-oh.
In fact, he's being charged with stalking, harassment, and lewdness.
Hmm.
According to an affidavit... Deputy Fritz used a cell phone to send sexual messages to a female who lives across the street from him. The affidavit also said that Fritz sent her pictures of himself exposed, and on and on two occasions sat naked on a picnic table behind her house.
Now, did she want these sexual advances?
It's always a bad idea.
I don't believe she did. But luckily, during the investigation, this time, he's being suspended without pay.
And that's nice.
That's good to see.
I told you, it has to be ongoing for the without pay situation to happen. If it's a single incident, it's with pay.
It's that second naked encounter on the picnic table mm-hmm. that got him without pay.
Yep. Well, you know, to this guy's credit, at least he didn't use his power as a authority to try to force her into some sort of sexual situation. He just tried to persuade her by being naked. And
he's just
naked on the picnic table.
He's a pervert who happens to be a cop.
Yeah, I see this guy's picture, and he's not someone you want to see naked on your picture, on your picnic table. He's a very big man.
What are you trying to say? I would look good naked on a picnic table.
You wouldn't be able to see
with the apple
table.
In my mouth.
You'd look yeah, like stars for a second.
Yeah, I know, but I beat you to it because I wasn't going to let that come from you.
You'd look like a giant Christmas ham.
Jeez.
Just be glazed with pineapple rings.
Well, at least you didn't do what a...
I would present myself as a picnic lunch. That's what I would do.
My friend, you'd be a...
For that neighborhood.
Right, you'd be a picnic lunch for 150.
1-800-259-9231. We got another bad cop for you. This one did a little something naughty in a Toys R Us. 1-800-259-9231. We'll share that with you and more. You bring up anything. Gasoline prices. Let's see. The jungle? I'm not sure what that's all about. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. There's the broadband version of the show as well as the dial-up version. You get both of them totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. We at Free Talk Live think now is the time to make a stand for liberty in the Free State. Now, if you agree, sign the First 1,000 Pledge today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, we're talking about bad cops. Well, misbehaving cops.
Here's cops behaving badly.
We had one story from, I'm not sure where it was.
Cops gone wild, baby. This was from Pennsylvania. Yeah,
About a cop that was sort of, well, stalking.
A big giant cop that was, doing awful, awful, disgusting things on someone's back patio.
Picnic table.
Picnic table. Yeah, yeah. On their back porch. Can you imagine that? You just go out, you turn on the back light, and there's just this large naked cop pressing himself up against your sliding glass door. Love me.
Well, I don't guess you'd, in the condition he was in, you wouldn't know that he was necessarily a cop.
That's true.
So it would just be like,
well, it's his neighbor.
You were naked on my back porch.
She's his neighbor. She knows who he is.
Right.
Yeah.
And he could have still had a badge on.
To what?
That's up to your imagination. Rob Lamberti reporting from the Toronto Sun. A Toronto police officer is charged with exposing himself to kids inside a toy store. Halton detectives are trying to retrace the steps of the Oakville father of two to determine if he had also exposed himself elsewhere. Police did not release the man's identity or employment, but sources told the Sun he is a Toronto cop assigned to the force's traffic unit. He was off duty at the time, being held in custody. Suspended also. Well, this one actually without pay. Or excuse me, with pay. So this guy is getting pay on his suspension. Police were apparently called Tuesday evening to the Toys R Us store in Toronto about a man following children inside the store and exposing himself. And he was arrested at the store.
He couldn't have thought that was a good idea.
Right. How do you justify that to yourself? Be like, I'm going to go to the toy store and show myself off to kids. Nobody will mind.
You know,
especially with two kids of his own.
It seems, well, what's crazy is knowing how the system works and knowing the likelihood of getting caught in certain circumstances. I mean, I had an employee that worked for me at one point that had previously gone through the entire police school thing.
Okay,
And apparently he was waiting to be hired by police forces. Like, you do this training, right, and then you're waiting, and he was working for me in the interim. And he thought it would be a good idea to, break into this woman's apartment and rape her.
What?
That's what he did. And he and he did this, and knowing full well that he was going to get caught. I don't understand. And I guess he did. I don't know. I mean, I never found out. The cops came and asked me some questions. I answered the questions. Yes, he was an employee. You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And that was about it.
Finally, he was just weird. I'll make them pay attention to me.
Very, very, very weird.
That is disturbing. 1-800-259-9231. So, Manwich, you've got something about a book called The Jungle.
Yes.
And I had not, I don't know, I don't think I'd heard of this book before, but when you told me about it, I sort of did recall hearing something about it. What is this jungle book?
I can't tell you, as long as I've been into
the jungle book.
Okay, let's
not
say Mowgli
the Tiger, right?
Book.
Not jumble book. Because those jungle are good. Those are like good puzzles for when you're in the car, the jumble.
Yeah. Yeah. And picking out words out of the license plates, too.
I didn't mean the jungle book, not like Mowgli.
Every time you see a Volkswagen Beetle, you hit the guy next to you.
You know what I like to play when I was traveling? Boggle.
Huh. That's where the lettered dice jump around.
Yeah, you got the little shaker. Shovel. Yep.
Yeah. We had little car games, but I don't really remember anything about them.
Car bingo. That was another fun one.
Yeah.
Road trip bingo.
I'd be less bored if I was in the car right now. What what about the jungle?
Ian doesn't like fun. Go ahead.
Every time I talk, it seems like it's come up many times in my life, The Jungle by Upton Sinclair, because people don't like this idea of laissez-faire capitalism. Some of them don't, and they feel that The Jungle has somehow disputed laissez-faire capitalism because of, you know, the horrifying conditions of the stockyards in Chicago in 1906, essentially.
Manufacturing and the dangers.
I could have some of the stuff wrong. I don't know.
Okay.
But essentially, this is what it is. Oh, my God, people's fingers get cut off and put in cans.
So we need regulation.
We need regulation. The government can save us from this. It's much better.
Because with regulation, we only get fingers in chili.
Right. As though because the government's involved, suddenly everything just gets safer. And I don't really think that's true. Anyway, by the AP. When Upton Sinclair wrote The Jungle, he wanted to draw attention to the plight of workers. It didn't work out that way. I aimed at the public's heart, and by accident, I hit it in the stomach, he said. Sinclair was a young socialist who came to Chicago in 1904 to write an expose of abysmal working conditions in the stockyards. He lived among immigrant meat packers and made clandestine visits to plants. A serialized version of The Jungle appeared in the next year in Appeal to Reason, a socialist publication. In 1906, yes.
That's irony.
Yeah, it is really funny. Reason magazine is a libertarian magazine, and Appeal to Reason was a socialist magazine. I like I said, I think there's a whole bunch of parallels between these two movements.
Okay.
A shorter version was published in the novel that shocked the nation, and President Theodore Roosevelt, with its depiction of meatpacking as a filthy, unsafe, grueling industry. It's
filth.
Sounds unsafe.
A filthy, unsafe, grueling industry. A century later, scholars still debate the message of the jungle. In a March article in the Chronicle of Higher Education, Christopher Phelps, an associate professor of history in Ohio State University in Mansfield, said Sinclair's words still resonate in 2006. Today, the meatpacking workforce once again consists largely of vulnerable, new immigrants arriving from Latin America, Asia, and Africa.
Mm-hmm.
In contrast to the Eastern Europe of Sinclair's time, wrote Phelps, editor of 2005 edition of the novel, were the jungle written today, the name Jurgis Rodkus would have been replaced with Jose Ramirez.
Okay.
Much else need to be changed? But others argue that Sinclair's socialist politics colored his message, and no real person could have faced the calamities endured by the book's hero.
Wait. Is the editor saying that today the conditions are just as bad as they were 20 years ago?
In fact, saying just that.
I find that a little hard to believe.
That's the point that I'm trying to make right here. Is Americans found it hard to believe then, too? In 1906, Upton Sinclair's Jungle was shocking. Because what it did is it basically took every single incident that could have possibly have happened in a 3-year time span to anybody who worked there and more or less coalesced it down and made it seem like this kind of thing happens
all
every single day.
Like people getting their fingers stuck in grinders.
Right.
People falling into the vats.
I mean, if you came through every story in America and picked up like Band-Aids and the chili fingers and chili... Man, it would seem like food was terrible now.
He makes it sound in that book like factory life was, well, Joe, come on in. This is the machine that we've got. We took this machine because it makes everything cheaper than anything else. Just be careful. Every 45 seconds, it does fire a shotgun blast straight at your face.
This is how people see it. So this is how people see the way the meatpacking was in 1906, because Upton Sinclair Jungle has sort of depicted it as history this way.
Right.
This is the winner wrote history in this case, and the winner is Upton Sinclair. Because essentially nothing's changed. I mean,
nothing's changed.
I don't think things have changed.
Working conditions have gotten better over
there's
time.
Probably
there's
probably a
air conditioning.
Certain level of sanitary.
There's lighting.
Of over time that's happened, but I don't think a lot. I think that he just blew it out of proportion.
1-800-259-9231. So wait, are you telling me that people are still getting injured in the meatpacking business?
Sure. Absolutely.
1-800-259-9231 is clear. We need more regulations to make people safe. I'm kidding, of course.
Yeah,
we'll
don't even
this
kid
more.
Like that.
800-259-9231. It is your show. You bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's BG. bgfindashop.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Inside Hour 2, you take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. The listener map is there for you. Go to map.freetalklive.com and add yourself to it. Over 1,100 of our users. Excuse me.
Oh, that... You are a mean person. You have no respect for our listeners.
I was going to say
Looseners. You were going to say Looseners. That's it.
That's right.
You make me feel real loose, guys. Thanks. I can only feel relaxed when I'm around you. Losers.
No. 1,100 of our listeners have gone to map.freetalklive.com and added themselves to it. It's totally free. Map.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about the book named The Jungle,
mm-hmm,
by Upton Sinclair. It was written in the early part of the 20th century, and it was its purpose was to expose the terrible, allegedly terrible working conditions that the meatpacking industry was facing. And I guess on the same edge, the same side of that coin, all of the other industrial manufacturing companies.
Right. Well. And I guess my point isn't that nothing's changed in the meatpacking industry. I'm sure it has. But my point is, it's alarmist, and it's stupid to take Upton Sinclair's book as this is the fact of how things were happening in the meat industry.
And you're saying that that's what people do all the time.
It's one guy, with by the way, that was writing for a socialist magazine at the time. You don't think he had a bend here?
Yeah.
I mean, he hates companies. He hates profits. He believes that it's the worker who's the only guy given from God. Here, he's the only good person.
Right. We should put the government in charge of getting us food. I mean, it works so well in Russia.
Right. Well, at that time, it hadn't worked so well in Russia.
1-800, it didn't work well ever in Russia.
Right. Well, at that time...
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is it's 1906.
Oh, I know. I was just making that statement as of today. 1-800-259-9231. Speaking of the jungle, we're going to the phones to Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
There's a loser from Massachusetts calling in.
Hey, what's up, dude?
You are not a loser. You're my favorite person ever, Matthew.
God, Torgo, thanks. anyway, so I was, a number of years ago, I worked at a windows factory, and...
Did they chop up little children to make windows out of them?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's kind of what Upton Sinclair found in his book, right, too.
They all forced us to stand in line and jump in these machines, and we had to, we had to climb our way out of it while the machines were ripping into us. No, but
and this for no reason is the pit of whirling blades.
That's exactly right. But no, I mean, technology has brought a lot of much safer conditions to a lot of the factory type. Manual labor type job.
Sure.
I also, I worked at another type of Johnson & Johnson plant, and there was all kinds of different things, that we did. And, you get hurt every now and then. Doesn't matter what kind of technology there is. And people got hurt back then,
People make mistakes. I mean, when you put people in charge of things, it's inevitable that human error will become a factor.
Yeah, I worked on this wrapping machine that wrapped the windows with this, it's a big whirling machine that you push the window through,
right.
And it got caught, and I had to cut it out, and I cut myself with a knife. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do? It's nothing. My job boss had any.
No OSHA regulation could have prevented you from cutting yourself with the knife.
No OSHA regulation would have done it. Anything with any of these things, they were already very safe before. OSHA came along. I actually asked the guy about that.
Yeah,
he said they had all this type of stuff, and way before OSHA, you know, would have even gotten involved. So
yeah, the only thing that probably could have helped you there would have been a little hand-eye coordination, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. And I also, you know, also I had to go for to this long OSHA brainwash, I mean, seminar
right.
that, you know, that I just had to sit through for 3 hours and watching this.
You had to do that to get the job.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, it was part of the, you know, like it was a couple months later.
I see.
Had to sit and watch this, and it had all this great, you know, footage of the, you know, the 19th century and how people were dying left and right. And
right, and it was basically a puff piece for OSHA? Was it?
It was an OSHA seminar where this like government, you know, this bureaucrat came and was all proud of, you know, how the OSHA's record and everything. It was telling, you know, and we had to sit and watch this movie. And,
Thanks to OSHA, employees are no longer to take straight shots of botulism on every break.
Exactly.
Thanks.
Have a good night, guys.
Hey, Matthew, thank you. 800-259-9231. You know, Matthew mentioned that technology was helping working conditions improve, but he missed a point. And the reason why these companies are implementing this technology in the first place, the reason why it's being developed, is because of competition. I mean, it's competition is why the workplace and the working environment, especially in factories, has improved over the years. Because where do you want to work? Factory that's dirty with no lights? Or do you want to work at the one that's air-conditioned, well-lit, and clean?
This is something you can't explain to socialists. They just refuse to believe it. Somehow they don't understand that the law of supply and demand works with workers, too. It doesn't work with illegal workers, and that's one of the problems with illegal aliens, but I don't want to get into that.
Right.
It does work with regular workers, because I can choose at any time if I work in that particular industry, whatever your industry is, that I don't want to work today. I do not want to work at this place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go at a new place that either treats me better, pays me more, but, you know, some other thing that it is that I'm looking for, has hot women that work in the office. Whatever is the reason that I want to go, they have to compete for my my business every day. Me supplying them with labor every single
day. Absolutely.
They have to compete with that.
Even if you're under a contract. I mean, there's still, it's not as often that they have to compete.
How many construction workers have contracts?
Not very many.
Right. I mean, contracts are for high-end salespeople, right. CEOs, athletes, entertainers. Sorry.
Lots of construction workers don't even technically have jobs.
Right.
They show up, they work, they get money, they go home. They can come back tomorrow if they want.
The 1099, they're independent contractors.
Exactly. So it's competition that has brought cleanliness to the workplace. It's competition that has brought the level of safety that we have to the workplace. It's competition that's brought the technology factor to the workplace. Now, if the socialists had their way, they would like it so that the state owns all of the companies. They own all the means of production.
Yeah.
And they'd probably like it if you were assigned a job as you were being raised in the system, as you were going through the government indoctrination camps, also known as public schools. You would be told, okay, little manwich, you're going to be a meat packer when you grow up. And
but,
actually, that has come true today.
I said some kind of gay joke. What does that mean? Is it the worst delivered joke you've ever heard?
You're
not really
at it.
It's awful.
Oh, that was great.
I don't know what that means.
I'm laughing at your delivery. That's all.
I'm laughing at your laugh. Yeah, that's it.
I don't even know where I was going with
about
that.
About had it with
yeah, the socialists. So the socialists have this vision of the state owning everything, where you would be plugged into a job from birth, essentially. Essentially, once you get out of the indoctrination camps, here's your job. You don't get to leave it. You don't get to decide to go somewhere else. You have to work here because, well, we're geniuses, and we've determined that this is the best career for you. You shouldn't go anywhere else. In fact, we're going to force you to stay here. I mean, then you really wouldn't have any sort of leverage. You
right.
really wouldn't be able to say, I'm leaving tomorrow if you don't clean this up or, you know, make this situation more safe, in which case then things could be really dangerous if the socialists got in charge.
Yes. You know, and if somebody has the vision that that might be a good world, perhaps they should read Ayn Rand's Anthem, because it's just about something exactly like that, where you know, the whole world's sort of orchestrated by a group and... Yeah,
central planning doesn't work out. 1-800-259-9231. Well, we've got an update for you. A couple weeks ago, we talked about a pay-per-view event that was going to be occurring. A seance with John Lennon.
That's right.
And we laughed it up. And we said, there's nothing going to happen yet. Come on. Apparently something has happened. We'll clue you in. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called TriVibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You get to bring up anything. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Where you can shop with us, Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. We got a partnership with them. The deal is you enter them their site through our website by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Still takes you to Amazon. Still can buy all the great stuff, including furniture, office supplies, electronics, and more. But you, when you purchase your shopping cart there, we get a percentage of the sale. So instead of that percentage going into Amazon, it will go to Free Talk Live for essentially sending them the business. So if you like Free Talk Live, you want to help support the show, shop with us. Amazon.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Amplifier-only line where we have Joy in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Joy, what's on your mind?
I had just heard you guys talking about Upton Sinclair, and it was pretty funny because I had just read a book by Robert Heinlein, who is supposed to be, you know, is really thought of as one of the top libertarian writers out there, especially with science fiction. And there was a whole write-up about how he, at the end of it, in his biography, about how he worked on Upton Sinclair's governor campaign for the state of California. And it talked about his crazy socialist plan known as End Poverty in California.
And what was that about?
That was a plan that kind of went in there. It was, I guess, one of the less crazy plans than the tax the rich at 100% on anything over $1 million. That was one of the ones at the same time, and then the one of the old age revolving pension, which was giving every senior $200. Upton Sinclair's plan was something that where was going to be production for use, and he had this plan that was, of course, during the Depression, lots of closed down factories, lots of unemployed people, was that that you were going to reopen the factories and farms and have the unemployed people working the factories, working in the farms, and they were going to be growing and making their own products, and then anything extra they could sell. So, and it almost sounds reasonable until you realize that he was also talking about basically, you know, nobody talked about where the seeds were supposed to come from or where the products, you know, the raw goods that were going into the factories
right.
were coming from. So it kind of boiled down at that point, but it was
So he said, let me see if I understand that, Joy. He essentially said, okay, the factories have been closed down because of the Depression. We're going to throw the doors open and just let you guys come in there and start making your own products for yourself. And
well, essentially, yeah, all the unemployed, all the people that have been laid off or let go when the factories closed down were going to be brought back in, and they were going to start making goods for all the other
right.
unemployed people who were going to be working at the farm.
But he forgot about the multi-thousand-pound meat orders that would be required to actually pack the meat into cans. He forgot about the large purchases that must be made from suppliers in order to make these products.
Exactly.
Whoops.
They were going to, at that point, I mean, they were going to go ahead and just basically print money. Just I think they kept talking about script. So they were just going to basically make, you know, fake notes saying that, you know, you can get these goods to make these products, you know, use what you need and sell it. You know, and of course everybody loved it on paper, but it just, you know, it does not go over really well.
Yeah, well, see, socialism and communism, it sounds kind of nice on its face.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds nice. From each according to his ability, to each according to his need. Unfortunately, when you apply the laws of economics and human nature to it, it just doesn't work out.
Exactly. So, it was pretty fun to hear you guys talk about it, because I had never heard of The Jungle until I read I think the book is For Us the Living that Heinlein wrote back. Just it was just after his own failed campaign for the state senate or something, and he may have been running as a Democrat, but I think it might have even been socialist at that point.
So did he work on Upton's campaign until he discovered that he was a rabid foaming socialist, and then did he drop off the campaign? Do you know?
He worked on the campaign for him, and he started off just basically helping out, and then he ended up running a whole ward for the campaign.
Doesn't sound like he's a libertarian to me.
Well, not then.
Ah.
But he was mostly, you know, he wanted to see, you know, but people in this plan, he liked the plan because people were working as opposed to just having handouts
is how he
saw it. So the way that it worked is he ran his campaign, and then when Upton Sinclair didn't become governor and went back to writing more socialist novels, he decided that he was going to run. So he kind of kept the party going and tried to run for the state senate, and he lost because the Republican candidate cross-registered in both parties, because you could do that. Was before they outlawed it in California, so he registered as both a Republican and whether it was Democrat or Socialist, he registered in both parties, and he beat Heinlein in the primaries, and that's how Heinlein didn't make it. But over time, of course, he saw that didn't work, and he realized the other, you know, I'm trying
so
to
he went
right
to libertarianism.
He slowly went to libertarianism because he realized that the freedoms kind of lead to the economic gains. And of course, by the time you got to the Moon is a harsh mistress, and that, and then he was just, you know, as rabid of a socialist as he had been before, he had kind of come complete circle and realized that didn't work. And
so he'd become a rabid libertarian, you're saying?
Exactly.
Interesting. Joy, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. Little author history there for you. Robert Heinlein, I've never read any of his stuff. Have either of you?
Yeah, I couldn't make it through.
Really?
I read Stranger in a Strange Land.
I think that was the one that I couldn't make it through.
That was a good book. That was a good book. I haven't read any of the others, though.
There you go. Hey, we've got a lot on the way here, including the story about John Lennon, his ghost. Has it been found? We'll explore.
I don't know if anybody's listening. They might be watching the seance. It's on tonight.
Oh, my. And it costs money. We'll explore it a little bit more. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Ooh.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Toll-free. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And do join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there and available for you to use. We've got over, I think, 1,200 users on there. We've got over 99,000 posts. And it's all for free. BBS.freetalklive.com will get you straight to it. That's BBS.freetalklive.com.
Once we hit 100,000 posts, we're having a big party. And we're having a big cake, and everybody gets a slice.
Over at your house?
Sure. I'm going to mail cake to everyone.
Because we're actually over 100,000 posts. So just
cake for everybody! All right, I'm a liar.
Let's go to the phones. Johnson in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
I hope we're not trying to have all the listeners over to our house.
Well... probably not.
Okay.
Why, are you afraid they're going to find the dungeon?
Yes.
Sounds like he's in it.
Right. He's afraid that the listener's going to ruin his domestic bliss with Torgo.
So what's up, man?
Anyway, I just wanted to comment on Robert Heinlein.
Okay.
You know, I've always heard that he was a libertarian or whatnot. I've heard that about his writings or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Never believed it. Here's why. This is the man who wrote Starship Troopers. That's what he's well known for. I don't know if anyone's seen that movie.
I have. I've seen it several times.
Yeah. Robert Heinlein.
God, you saw it several times?
I kind of like it.
I like bugs.
It's just kind of interesting.
I think bugs. Yay.
Well, isn't it possible he wrote... I'm sorry, isn't it possible he wrote that during his socialist days?
Quite possibly. I don't know. To me, he sounds like a statist warmonger. And even if he was a libertarian, he probably still was a warmonger.
Could be.
you know, he's probably no more libertarian than Neil Bortz is.
People writing books about war doesn't mean that they are warmongers.
That's true.
From what I heard, though, that book was written to mirror his beliefs. That's all I've heard.
Okay.
And so it was very status, it was very join the military, and it was very pro-government.
Very good. Any other thoughts for us?
That's it.
Thanks, Johnson. 800-259-9231. It's rumor mongering about Authors Night on Free Talk Live.
You know, I heard Truman Capote was gay.
All right, so
now because in Terry Goodkind's books, there's wars and people fighting. Does that make him anti-libertarian ideals because people fight in his books?
No, he's just a militaristic libertarian.
Oh, I see.
Well, here's a short one for you. We're going to do the seance thing here in a moment with John Lennon.
That's right. We're going to do a seance with John Lennon.
From Bray, Oklahoma, a man has caused an uproar in a southwest Oklahoma town by advertising in his front yard. There is a sign saying that he will pay $1,000 for a virgin bride between the ages of 12 and 24. The man is 45. His neighbor says, I feel like I'm living down the street from a pedophile. We want him out of this neighborhood. Who asks for a 12-year-old virgin bride? Well, apparently Michael Fellman, age 45. As of Wednesday, no one had taken him up on his offer, but he had heard several negative comments from neighbors, which he says he doesn't understand. He said his grandmother married a much older man at age 14, so this is a normal idea for him.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'm just somebody who's getting up there in years, and I'm looking for a born-again, God-fearing virgin between the ages of 12 and 24 who can bear me some children.
Yeah, what's wrong with putting that in a sign in your yard?
If you're 12 years old and have been born again, you've had a very tough childhood and are probably not a virgin.
He says, what's the problem? I think I just have some wicked neighbors. Apparently, neighbors have been asking the sheriff's department to stop him from displaying the sign. And the sheriff replied that apparently the sign was gone when they visited his home. Now, what do you think? Do you think he took it down? Or do you think a naughty neighbor came by and stole it in the middle of the night?
I think he took it down.
I don't know, but I'll sell him my sister.
I would go to the neighbor option on that one. Hey, 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.